This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of AirVenture 2014 from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm at Jeppesen with Reggie Arsenault. Reggie, when I was out in Denver in June, also in May, we looked at the paper products out there and the printing. Jeppesen is slowly transitioning from paper, printed charts and plates to digital. And you've got an announcement here at the show that kind of encourages that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Paul. So last year, over the last couple of years, we've been making significant investments in our mobile platform for navigation. Last year, we launched the mobile flight deck VFR, and we made it at a price point that made sense for the GA pilot community. We priced that at $49 for full U.S. This year, we actually take that momentum and carry it forward into the IFR world. And so we looked at our pricing structure for mobile flight deck IFR, and we're basically redoing that model such that it simplifies the purchase process. We brought it down to 10 coverages globally, and we priced, for example, the full U.S. at $299. And the whole point is to make it accessible and affordable for the GA pilot community.
Now, you said to me earlier that that doesn't necessarily mean that the regional paper coverages will go away.
Correct. We maintain the existing paper offerings that we have, and for a lot of pilots, that still makes sense. In fact, we could see some pilots purchasing the mobile full U.S. and using one of the small regional backups as paper.
Now, you've also got some changes to mobile flight deck.
Yeah, we launched last week. We actually launched a new version of mobile flight deck VFR, as well as a new version of mobile flight deck. Mobile flight deck, which is the IFR geared product, version 2.6. What we did there was we reskinned the interface to make it more user friendly. We're trying to get to a point where everything, as far as critical information, is within two button clicks, as well as we enabled the ability to not overlay, but actually portray a SID or a star on the en-route section. And that capability is only possible because of the investment that we made in data-driven technology.
Let me ask you something about what your customer research shows. Apps in general have tended to create more features, more complexity, and we always assume that maybe pilots are kind of nerdy or they're gadget freaks. Are you finding that there's a limit to that, or that's not necessarily true for your customer base?
Yeah, we feel that. I wouldn't say it's a safety issue, but we just feel that making apps overly complex actually minimizes the true capability of a platform like an iPad. We feel that simpler, you know, making it more simple and easier to use, ensuring that only the critical information is easily accessible is a better way to go. And you can see that there's a gap in understanding with respect to use of these tools when you see a lot of the associations and organizations such as Jeppesen making a significant investment in ensuring that training also accompanies the use of these types of platforms.
Is the assumption that what some apps do for calculations, wind optimization, that sort of thing, are you assuming that that capability resides in the aircraft?
I think that the primary navigation should always reside in the aircraft, and that the devices such as an iPad should be more of a supplemental, increasing situational awareness, and also a good tool as far as integration. And that's really where we see the market heading, is that true integration between a mobile device and the avionics system.
So here we are in 2014. Can you see the day when paper goes away?
We can definitely see where almost paper goes away. There's always going to be, I think, a need for some level of backup in the paper world, but we can see almost all primary critical information moved over to a digital format.
And we've talked about this before. That's a little tricky business plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it does create some level of complexity. The reality is the iPad is definitely disruptive technology, but we're embracing that and finding ways to ensure that we provide the ability for pilots to fly better, and that goes along the lines of our new Elevate Your Flying campaign that we launched here at Oshkosh this year as well.
And we should mention that the flight deck and VFR are, you can see them here at the show, and they can be demonstrated here.
Yep, we can demo it here, as well as we offer now a 30-day free trial on both applications, and those trials can be signed up on our Jeppesen.com website.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Reggie.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We've been speaking with Reggie Arsenault of Jeppesen. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.